Thank you for the little things that we never see, Lord. Thank you for the big things that we do see. I pray for the constant reminder to praise you in the good, praise you in the bad. You are always our Savior. That is not a seasonal thing, Lord. I just pray that you give us the words, the wisdom today to go through this podcast. I pray that they are your words, not ours, that we are instruments, not obstacles. And I thank you for my brother Kaz, everyone who listens, and the gift of fellowship, laughter, smiling, learning, and all the other many attributes and qualities and gifts that you give us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to another episode of the Wake Up With Purpose podcast. This is your host, Kaz, with my brother,
Bryce Allen Timberman, the first. Great to be here.
How are we doing?
Doing awesome, man. Doing awesome. Yeah. I have not gotten a lot of sleep recently, but I feel like really well. So praise God for that. It's probably kind of a lack of sleep deprivation, but also there was 2 years in college, well, 1.5 years that I spent with Kaz, and we were up late, many nights. I was tutoring him. We were rewriting novels, doing all our homework, working on our masters, going to grocery stores. Yeah. Pretending to be police officers, pulling people over. We did all sorts of educational fun stuff together. So my body's used to this. I thank you for training me that way to run on this 3 hours of sleep. I only drove off the road twice this morning. The first road I was on, the second one was much worse. But I feel great, man. How are you doing?
Oh, I cannot complain. Ain't no complaints over here. I got a pocket full of penicillin, baby.
Allergy season? Is that?
No. But like the good old saying goes, I'm about as good as a rock on the side of a stone mountain. Chilling.
My dad used to always say, every day's a holiday. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna get it started off with a quote here. All right. And, you know, this quote comes to you by the one and only Deion Sanders. And he says, when we have public success, we will also have private struggles. When we have public success, we will also have private struggles. What are your takes on that?
Accurate quote. Accurate. What would you say the number one things that teens today struggle with? What do you think that is? Just give me an answer.
Distractions.
Yeah. I think that would. And I'm not saying this like – I'm saying this as a youth worker who does this, who is around youth a lot. I don't have an actual study with me that where they surveyed 100 teens and one said anxiety, one said depression. But, yeah, I would say distractions. I would say to go even a little deeper into distractions, a lot of people, teens included, adults included, struggle with comparisons. Instagram. We have talked about social media a lot on this podcast. Instagram's a killer. It's tough. For me, at least, I know for others, because you go on there and you see these people's perfect lives. You see how many likes they have. You see the beach they're at. You see they look perfect. They look great. You know, the guys are ripped. The girls have perfect makeup. You know, the cute little caption at the bottom. They're hanging out with all the cool kids, all their friends. Comparisons. I've been in that situation where I've seen those posts and I think, oh man, what am I not doing right? I wish I was in that situation. I wish I got to do that. I wish I was that cool. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know what's going on in those person's lives. Movie stars the same way. These guys are on top of the world, right? Athletes the same way. These guys are amazing. And then these scandals come out and they shock us because we think that they all have it figured out and they're perfect because they're successful. Well, like Coach Prime said, everybody struggles, and especially these people who live in the spotlight, who live with so much money. With more money, more problems. Mm-hmm. Everyone watching you, it's hard to live that way. A lot of pressure. And so, yeah, I absolutely agree with that quote. You never see what goes on behind closed doors. And that's why you should never assume. You should always treat every person the same.
Exactly. Just leads us into our topic for that we were going to be discussing today is leading life with principles, right? In order to really find success in your life, you have to have principles instilled in your life. And before you can really become a public success, you have to become a private success. And that means acting on the principles each and every single day of your life that you want to act on, and that will help you achieve what you want to achieve, right? Because when you do face those, you know, private struggles, that's when you fall back on your principles. That's when you fall back on the things that you've instilled in your life. That's when you fall back on your character. That's when you fall back on your discipline, your resiliency, your commitment to yourself and to the goals that you have, right? Because we get too caught up sometimes, as you said, Bryce, in the comparison, right? We can't compare our journey to someone else's journey. We can't compare our chapter 2 to someone else's chapter 24. We can't compare what we look like to what someone else looks like. We can't compare bank accounts, you know?
Yeah, money. That's a big one.
You know, you can't compare that kind of stuff because you can have – I grew up in a house where, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. We had enough money to put food on the table to be able to go certain places, but it wasn't money where we had – you know, a bunch of different cars, bunch of different, yeah, like a cabin or something, or these kind of things that, you know, traveling overseas and things of that manner. But it was enough money to where, you know, my parents made sure that they gave to different charities and organizations and, you know, Compassion Kids out there. And, you know, you can't compare what money can do for you, right? You dictate where you want to serve that money and where you want to put that money in. But yeah, so that's just a principle of, you know, compassion right there. Having a compassionate heart and, you know, understanding like this isn't given to us to be selfish for, right? You know, we have this life, we have these principles that we should instill and work on, but it's an opportunity for us to serve this world and to be of service to others. And so, yeah, when you find those opportunities to have a public success and be successful in the public, you have to have those opportunities to be private success too. And then instill in your life how you want to really work on yourself and become the best version of yourself.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what, as a question here, what would you say personally for the people, the listeners, what would you say that your principles are? We're talking about leading our life with purpose, right?
Yep.
Or a principle. Just that's our body. Whoops. Easy boy. There we go. All right. I got stuff sparking up here now. Leading our life with principles. What would you say the principles that Kaz Langness leads his life with?
Commitment, resiliency, sacrifice, character, discipline. And I really just try to be authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really fall back on authenticity and, you know, just always try to be unapologetically me. I think that's one of the most important things you can do for yourself. And understanding, like, if you aren't disciplined in your everyday habits and in your everyday decisions, it's going to be really hard for you to be disciplined in the things that do matter, right?
Yeah.
How about you?
I would say my principles are truth, because when it comes down to it, I used to live a life of complete dishonesty. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. No one can ever take your word seriously. No one can ever really bank on what you say, really put trust in you. Truth, and also because truth is how we should live our life, by one absolute truth. And another principle I try to live my life by is selflessness. As a dad and a husband, a believer, my number one role, a Christian, you got to be selfless. You got to make some sacrifices. And I have not always done a great job with that. But when you set a set of principles that you want to live your life by, when you drill that into yourself, when you set these goals, which, you know, could be how you live your life, you're going to fail. And sure, there's probably times today I was selfish. I think I've told the truth all today, but you mess up. And we're human, but it's about the response. It's about the simply asking for forgiveness. Lord, forgive me. Please help me succeed at this. Mm-hmm. Help me get better. I want to get better. And no matter what your principles are, I think having principles will give you a certain drive, because, you know, when you live that way, then you are motivated to do certain things. If your principles in life are maintaining a good public figure, that's what, you know, your principles are, then you're going to do everything you can to do that. And that's what your motivation is going to be. That's what your drive is going to be for. If your principles are compassion, or your principles are love your neighbor as yourself, then those are the things you're going to strive for. Then you're going to do lots of loving acts. That's going to be, you're going to be motivated to do selfless acts of love. You're going to be motivated to, you know, do whatever it is you have in front of you. I forgot the first example I gave already, but when you have these principles, it gives you a drive, and mm-hmm. it gives you great guidelines too.
Right. Right. I think one of the most important principles we can live with and have in our life is gratitude. You know, waking up and living our life with gratitude, you know, being grateful for each moment that we have, each opportunity that we have to touch another person's life, each person that comes into our life, be grateful for them, whether they do leave a lesson or whether they are a blessing. You know, each opportunity to interact with someone, you know, you should be grateful for, because you can learn something, you can grow in another area of your life, and just being grateful for all that you do have, right? A lot of it falls back on the comparison stuff, you know, just being grateful for, you know, like, I coach a high school track team, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity, but at the same time, there's challenges that come with it. You know, there's challenges that come with, you know, being vulnerable and opening up and being authentic to these young men and women and teenagers out there. And you know, yesterday, you know, I love my Jeep, right? And it just got exhaust, where the exhaust is just not really on it right now, so it's a little bit louder. But
she's a little loud, yeah. Old Sally.
One of the girls came up to me. She's like, oh, I heard a car start the other day. I was like, what is that? And I was like, and she looked, I saw Kaz in the driver's seat. I was like, hey, man, don't be hating on my Jeep, man. That's my baby. That's my baby right there. Don't be hating on her. I don't care. And I was like, just the exhaust. That's all it is. And it's just like, I'm grateful for it, you know? Yes, maybe it is a little louder when it starts up, but she runs, she gets me where I need to be. And I thank God for an opportunity to have wheels. You know, I have an opportunity where I don't have to walk everywhere. I have an opportunity where I can, you know, do what I have to do, run the errands I got to run, and just having that. And, you know, you look at some people whose cars are nice, but each car has an issue. Once it comes off the lot, it's going to have something happen eventually, right? Whether it gets great gas mileage, whether it gets, you know, has to get new tires, whether you get a flat, whether you just don't know how to properly use it. But there's something that comes with everything, right? It's nothing's going to be perfect. And so just being grateful for what you have, right? A house. You could have a small house. You can have a small apartment. You could have a house that, you know, needs repairs. But understanding, like, if you have a roof over your head, you're so great. You're so blessed, right? There's people out there who don't have a roof, right? Whether you can, you know, afford, you know, a dollar meal, a $5 meal, a $20 meal, be grateful for it. Some people can't even afford that, you know? So just having a principle of gratitude and heart of gratitude and attitude of gratitude, that's really going to lead your life in a way that is going to be fulfilling and allow you to live your life in a joyful and peaceful way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great one. I'm looking here and doing some heavy research because I miss going to college so much that I do homework for fun. And dictionary.com, the definition of principles, and there's a ton of them that come up, but one of the first ones out of the 13 that popped up is a fundamental, primary, or general law or truth from which others are derived. The one below it says a fundamental doctrine or tenet, a distinctive ruling opinion. And so I like that first one, general law derived from truth. And so when we talk about your principles, when you think about what those are, Kaz and I asked each other what our principles were. Kaz, why – I asked you what your principles were. Why are those your principles? Why do you live your life that way?
It goes back to this Kobe quote, right? And I want you guys to pick up on it. We all have a story in life. And he says, the story continues. If you fail on Monday, the only way it's a failure is if you decide to not progress from that. To me, that's why failure is non-existent. If I fail today, I'm going to learn something from that failure. I'm going to try again. And when you think about principles, right, the only way you can make that not become a failure is if you really have principles instilled in your life. To me, yes, failing is good, right? It helps. It helps you get to where you want to be. It helps you learn something, and it helps you evolve into the best version of yourself. And to answer your question, Bryce, which was?
Why you told me your principles, but why are those your principles? Yep. Why do you live that way?
Why are those my principles? Why is discipline my principle? Because if I'm not disciplined with myself, if I'm not disciplined with my actions, if I'm not disciplined in how I want to try to build different things, how I want to grow different companies, how I want to, you know, help others out there in this world, if I'm not disciplined within myself first, how can I expect them to be disciplined? How can I teach them how to be disciplined? How can I help them understand what discipline means? If I'm not committed to myself, if I'm not committed to the goals I have for myself in the future years to come, if I'm not committed to how I want to be and how I want to be of service and value to this world, how can I expect others or encourage others or help others be of service and value to this world, right? If I'm not resilient in my own self, if I'm not resilient through the times I fail and fail and fail, if I don't feel like getting back up and keep on going, having the courage to try it again the next day, how can I teach others how to be resilient? How can I teach others what it's like to overcome an obstacle, overcome adversity, overcome a challenge in their way? How can I help others or teach others what it's like to really welcome those storms and to really welcome the adversity? Because understanding, like, it is all what's happening for you, right? These things are not happening to you. They're happening for you. And the principles I have instilled in my life are helping me, are for me to become the best version I can become, to be of the best service and value to this world, to be of encouragement to others, to be of inspiration to others, to really love others, to really help others see like life is beautiful. And when you're not acting in your feelings, your principles, you are going to be a much better version of who you want to be. So that's me, man. Like, that's why I have instilled these principles in my life, because I understand, like, each day is a new day, and each day is a new opportunity to get better.
Yeah, that was exactly the answer I was looking for. You kind of gave me a softball there. Good job. Because what you were talking about at the end when you went on this list, how can I be a better encouragement to others? How can I be the best version of myself? How can I be an example? You started listing all these specific scenarios, and I could tell all of them were talking about helping others, bettering those around you, loving those around you. And I could tell, now obviously I know you, so this is kind of cheating, but through those principles, I could tell what kind of a person you were. I could tell, in all honesty, what your belief system was. And again, I've known you for a long time, so this doesn't count that way. But when you have a certain belief, you're going to live life that way. The definition, again, I want to bring it up, a fundamental, primary, or general law or truth from which others are derived. So you, but by the way you live your life, by the way you have principles set in, people are going to see what truth you follow, what guidelines you follow, what goals you want in life, what kind of a person you are really. And that's why I said one of the principles I live my life by is truth, because I live by the one truth. That principle itself has many embedded in it. Because I follow the set of the laws that God gave us in the Old Testament and the canon of the Bible, I have all of these principles to live by, right? In going into the New Testament, the truth, aka God's word, gives us more principles to live by. The fruits of the Spirit, gentleness, patience, peace, kindness, self-control. It's all embedded in this because I have that one truth. So the set of principles that you live your life by can be broad if you have something that you're deriving it from, if you have a main source. My principles are the way they are because my source is the Bible. And so in all reality, I've got tons of principles because the Bible gives us these commands and tells us how to live. Love your neighbor as yourself. And go, therefore, baptizing nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm with you always to the end of the age. Live with peace, patience, kindness, self-control. And if you really are curious about, you know, some people aren't honest with themselves. Some people don't think about it. If you're curious with where you are in life, take a look at what your principles are. Think about, you know, because some people get to a point in life where you've hit a little bit of a routine. You're doing the same thing and you like it. I know I like a routine. I know a decent amount of people that like a routine and like the same. Not everyone does. But, you know, some people are the ham and cheese sandwich every single day. Sometimes they'll get crazy and bring an orange instead of an apple to lunch. But, you know, same kind of pattern, same kind of routine. So if you're in that point in your life and, you know, you're just content with where you're at, which, again, I think that's another conversation we should have because I don't think you should ever be content with where you're at as a Christian, always wanting to grow. You should be very content with what God has given you. But, you know, if you're kind of at a lull and haven't thought about this kind of thing, look at how you've been living your life. Mm-hmm. What kind of principles you've been living your life with. Has helping others been a priority? Or has taking care of yourself first been a priority? Has spreading the word of God been a priority? Or has just kind of keeping it to yourself been a priority? And you may not even realize your priorities. You may not even be consciously doing this. But when you think about it, think about yesterday. What did I do? Okay, I went to work. I didn't really talk to any of my coworkers. I did my job. I left right on time, no extra minutes. Got home, watched a movie I wanted to watch for a long time. Maybe that was your day. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. But in that example, there wasn't any going out of the way to go talk to coworkers, to go help them out, to see how you could pray for them, just strike up a conversation, whatever it may be. There was no staying a little late, maybe to help out, close up, whatever it needs to do, whatever kind of job you have. There was no afterwards going and, you know, spending time with others or going and training, working out, whatever it may be. It was just, you know, wanting to watch a movie. Mm-hmm. And you can see that person's priorities right there. They just want to do what they want to do. And, you know, maybe they're not a bad person. They're not hateful, but they just kind of want to get through the day and get through life and be able to do what they want to do. And so I bring that example up just to encourage you to look at your own life. What does my daily schedule look like? And that reflects on my priorities. Yep. How am I helping others or not helping others? How am I spreading love in the word of God or not spreading love in the word of God?
Yeah, I love Kobe.
Your priorities will reflect that.
He's my GOAT. because I'm a guy who loves to just see how they live their life off their performance field too, and what how they've impacted other people's out there, other people's lives out there too. But he also has this one quote that I actually have up on my wall, on my vision board, and it says, "The most important thing is to try and inspire others so that they can be great at whatever they want to do." Most important thing is to try to inspire others so that they can be great at whatever they want to do. And that's really what how I live my life, right? I understand that we're on this earth for a short while, and really we can't go through this life alone, right? We need other people, and we need other people's encouragement. We need other people's support. We need other people who will, you know, reach out to us. Like yesterday, I got a random message from one of my boys who I grew up with in the church, and he just shot me a message, and I haven't talked to him in years. And he's like, "Hey, man, I get stoked whenever I see something from you come across my feed." And he's like, "I love to see you doing what you love to do and inspiring others." He's like, and he says, "You're built for this." And that just really touched me, right? You know, that was a word that, you know, was very touching to me. On, you know, I love seeing him along his journey and what he's doing and still doing what he loves to do. You know, he loves music, and he's been doing music for since he was young and doing that right now. And it's just one of those things where it's like inspiring others, man, along this journey. Like, our story in our life can inspire so many others, whether we know it or not, whether we ever talk to them or not, but just seeing and helping them become the best versions of themselves, right? We're called to be lights in this world. And when we shine our light, that unconsciously gives permission for others to also shine theirs and also step out of their comfort zone and also step out into the unknown waters, right? Because they see, like, you're not going to drown. You're really not going to drown. It's so hard to drown out here in this world, right? You drown by trying to live someone else's life or live a life others want you to live. That's how you really drown. But you can't drown if you're living your life, if you're living unapologetically you, and if you're being authentic to yourself and doing what makes you happy and doing what brings you joy and peace, right? And when I talk about happiness, I don't just talk about, oh, I'm happy sleeping around. I'm happy going out and getting drunk. I'm happy, you know, playing video games all the time. Cool. That's just what you might enjoy right now. But that's not your life. I've come across so many people lately over this past year who have been trying to recover from alcoholic addictions. And it's encouraging, but it's so sad that mm-hmm. they have to go through that. Like, I'm happy for them. I'm really, really proud of them for fighting and trying to get the help that they need. Like, my birth mama is one of them. You know, she's on this journey right now. I'm so happy and proud for her. But it's so important to be intentional about what you do in your everyday actions. Like, that's another principle I live with, intentionality, right? If you're just, mm-hmm. like you mentioned, if you're just going through the motions every day, and you're like, okay, well, I woke up, I did this, all right, I'm going to go grab a drink, every day actions, you're gonna find yourself into some trouble, right? It might not be behind bars, but you're going to find yourself in such some trouble where you're like, okay, now I need help. Now I'm in an addict. Now I need to recover from this. And so just being intentional. And that's also part of your story too. Because even though I'm not an alcoholic, I'm not recovering from that kind of stuff, I have my own addictions. We all do. We're all flawed. Whether we're under the microscope or not, we're all flawed. Mm-hmm. And understanding that, all right, I see them fighting. I see addiction. Them trying to be better. I see them trying to remove this toxic thing from their life. All right, what can I remove? Right? How can I get better in life? Right? How can I grow? Right? It's not just my story. It's not just them saying, oh, wow, you know, they've messed up. They're sick for being an alcoholic. They're sick for being a druggie. They're sick for having these different issues in their life. No, like they're working on being better. I can also work on being better in some area. Maybe not be a substance, but screen time on my phone. Doing different things. It's like, all right, how can I grow? So it's important to inspire others with your story that they can be great at whatever they decide to do. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let you who are perfect throw the first stone. When you see somebody, like you brought up addiction, mm-hmm. it's huge, man, because it's everywhere. I mean, we all have an addiction, and that can even be have a positive connotation. You can truly be, and you know, addiction by nature is it's a habit. It's mm-hmm. it's having to do something over and over to fulfill your needs, really.
Let me ask you. Yeah, as a Christian, you can have a positive addiction
to studying the Bible, to I mean, in all honesty, yeah, it's being with Christ. I know people, again, this is going to sound weird because it's never been said in a sentence like this, but I know people who are addicted to praying. My grandma, she prays all the time. I have spent the night with her, and I'm not going to complain because she's a wonderful woman. I'm so thankful. She's even kept me up because she'll just sit in there all night. She's praying out loud, and I love her for it, and I'm so thankful. I'm really nervous for, and you know, I'm going to trust in God, but I am nervous for when she goes because I know we have a huge shield of protection from her prayers constantly, praying for her family. She's constantly praying. And that is so encouraging. Not only is that a positive addiction we're talking about, that's something that Kaz talked about. Others will see how you live your life. I can see how she lives her life like that. And she's unashamed. She never stops doing it. She uses so many opportunities to witness to people. I've seen her pray in public, just right in the middle of Walmart. Just no big deal. I know people that are addicted to studying the Bible. Again, I know that sounds weird, but people who just want to learn more and more and more. This doesn't make sense. No, this contradicts itself. Well, I better go back and look. Well, I want to be renewed today. What does the word have for me today? Doing that over and over again, every day, every morning. Maybe habit is a better word, but it's really the same idea. Right. There is positive cycles that you can get into and addictions that you can have. But I really like that you brought that up because we all struggle with our own thing. We all have those. And that's why it's so important to have principles young, because everything you said, it always seems to start out harmless. You know, after work, I'm just going to get a drink. And then, you know, the next day, well, yeah, I'll probably do it again. And maybe you don't go for it. Maybe you go for a couple of days without it. But then you want to, you know, go for another drink, go for another drink. Or, you know, you know, you start escalating with drugs. I mean, there's tons of examples. You know, you smoke a bunch of weed, then you get burnt. That's boring, whatever, man. The guy's got, you know, a little bit of coke, whatever. It spirals.
Right there.
If you have these principles right away or have others around you who you can observe who have principles and you can see – not comparing your life to them, but you can see that them living with those principles has gotten them to a certain amount of success, has gotten them to a certain place. I'm not saying compare, like I want to be better than that person. I want exactly what he has, but use him as an example. You can use others as an example. I use my grandma as an example that it's important to pray all the time. I've seen others who they don't have much in terms of financials. They're, you know, they're not homeless, but like you were talking about with your family, and I kind of grew up the same way. You know, you lived, but you weren't driving Lambos. You weren't renting. You weren't renting cabins in the Aspens every weekend. But I've seen some of those people are the happiest people because they have Jesus, and I've observed that. I've been able to see how they live their principles. They don't even have to tell me about it. I can see. I observe it. You preach a better you preach a better sermon with your life than you do with your lips. People will see that sermon that you got or that those principles that you got. And that's a witness in and of itself. And if you have those principles young, if you stick to those, that's a great way to avoid these tough addictions that a lot of people get in. That's just the truth. I was flaky when I was younger and didn't stick to my principles or didn't really have any. Got in tons of trouble. Yeah. As an older man now,
you
having
mentioned,
more principles,
you
having
mentioned
a deep
a
relationship
really big
with God,
one,
much
right?
better life.
That
That's
I hope
simple.
You listeners can pick up on. Who you surround yourself with, right? Who you surround yourself with. Love this Denzel Washington quote. If you hang around the barbershop long enough, sooner or later you're going to get a cut. I've been telling this one to Bryce for the last few years. You know, if you hang around the people who you want to become like, not comparing, but who you want to find levels of success that they've reached, eventually you'll get there. If you hang around the bar crowd a lot, you will end up becoming someone who always is involved in that kind of usage. If you hang around people who are always working out, you know, who are always in the gym, you will eventually become someone who has a nice body.
Nailed right? it.
Someone who's fit. Someone who wants to get to the gym anytime they possibly can. If you hang around people who are doing Bible studies, if you hang around people who are actively praying to God, talking about God, being involved in the Word, you will become someone who wants to be involved in the Word more and more, right? Your circle is so important to your life. You cannot really live a great life, a fulfilling life, if your circle is way below your standards. And you have to set those standards yourself. No one can set those standards except for you. The standard is the standard, right?
Yeah.
But what is your standard? You have to ask yourself that.
Yeah.
You have to know your standard. You have to be willing to say no to what does not fit your standard. And you have to be willing to say yes to what does fit your standard. Right? Because if you don't have standards in your life, you don't have principles in your life, you're setting yourself up to go along the route that everyone else is going. Everyone else is going right, you're going to go right. But if you have standards, you're going to go left when everyone else is going right.
Love it. Think about for the listeners, think about the lowest time in your life. Think about the highest time in your life.
We only got a few more days.
Not the recreational sense, but the lowest, the darkest, and then the highest, meaning the happiest. Yeah. the most content, the most joyful. I'm thinking of examples in my head right now, and I remember some of the lowest points very clearly, and I remember the people who I had surrounded myself with, the people who had principles that were completely self-centered and of this world. Now I compare that to the most content I felt, the happiest I felt, and the people in my life then, and all the people in my life then lived principles of truth, of God's truth. And that's just so important with who you surround yourself with, because iron sharpens iron. And it's easy to become something you're not if you put yourself in a situation where you are hanging out with people who don't align with your principles. There was a speaker at the Free Lutheran Youth Convention this year, the Big Fly Convention down in Colorado. Name was Christopher Yuan, wonderful speaker, amazing testimony. Was a homosexual for 10 years and met Jesus. I believe I found a Bible in a dumpster, met Jesus, and turned his life around, and is just an awesome, amazing witness for him. And he talks about when he was gay, when he lived that lifestyle, he said his whole apartment complex was homosexual. His barber, this is exactly the Denzel quote, his barber was homosexual. All of his friends obviously were. The grocery store he went to was serviced by mainly homosexuals. His gym was completely a gay gym. Everything that he did was centered on that, his principle, his identity. And your principles show what your identity is. See, my principles are in God, are rooted in God's words. My identity is through God. That is who I am. I am his created. Chris Yuan, this example he gave, he said his principles were self-pleasure, were making himself happy, self-centeredness, because his identity was a gay man. So think about your principles, think about who you are. What is your identity? Do you consider yourself a created, fearfully and wonderfully created child of God? Because you are. Or do you just think of yourself as a coach, a construction worker, a fast food employee, bad brother, good brother, a husband, a boyfriend, a bad boyfriend, whatever it is.
Who you want to be.
What do you, think you are?
Last
your principles are going to align with that.
We had a lot of Steelers shout outs, right?
So surround yourself with who you want to be.
And I know I just mentioned about the standard is a standard. And, you know, that's just been a great Mike Tomlin, what he emphasized and what he's instilled into his team, right? You know,
and I'm going to go Steelers.
I'm gonna tell you guys a little bit about what it is, right? It's a mindset that permeates every aspect of the Steelers' approach to the game. Tomlin sets high expectations for each player, coach, staff member.
The standard is the standard, man.
Regardless of circumstances, they are expected to meet and exceed a certain standard of performance, right? And you got to think about that with your life. Regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation you find yourself in, regardless of the people who you interact with, regardless of the obstacles or challenges in your way, regardless of that adversity, it is up to you to meet your standard in your life, right? How can you find a standard in your life? You have to ask yourself, who do you want to become? What do you want to achieve? And how do you want to achieve it, right? The who, what, and why. What's your why? Okay. And then you have to think about it and do some soul searching, really. It takes a lot of soul searching to set your standard. My standard is I'm not going to be around people who don't fit me, who don't provide energy, positive energy to my life. If they're draining of my energy, I'm not surrounding myself around them or in that environment, right? Will I place myself in those environments if I have to? Yeah, but it's for a certain need, right? It's going to help me become and get me to where I want to be. My standard, I'm not going to sell myself short every day that I get, right? Every day that ends in Y, I'm going to make sure that I'm growing in some sort of way, right? Whether it's on the track, whether it's in the speaking industry, whether it's in the partnership industry, whether it's in my relationships with other people, I'm going to have a standard with what I do. I have a standard with my relationship with Bryce, right? Yeah. Our podcast, the podcast right now, the Wake Up With Purpose podcast, what you're listening to on Spotify right now, what you're listening to on Apple right now, whatever you're listening to it on, whether you listen to it on Instagram Reel, right? There's a standard to this. We don't sell ourselves short, right? We do our best. Yes, he's got a family and he has to provide, right? He has less availability than I possibly do.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yes, he has less availability than I possibly do, right? But that doesn't mean that we're going to lower our standards to where, okay, all right, well, we don't have availability.
Okay, here we are. Let's just do you were saying month, that right? I do have less standard availability than you do. Yeah, keep going. Well,
together, we're going to find a guest. And we're going to have a guest episode. Whether it's a solo episode, we will find a way to get you guys what you deserve, right? We're not the greatest podcast ever, but we are a good podcast. And we are a podcast that provides value, right? And we have a standard here that we are going to be Christ-centered first and foremost, that we're going to use this platform to be of encouragement, to be of love, to be of wisdom, hopefully, right? We're only young, but we have wisdom to our lives, right? These eyes are old, you know. These stories have gone through some things, right? And so our standard has been set, but it hasn't just been set in the last year or two. It's been set 10 years ago when we first met. I was thinking back on this, and not a lot of people even know this. But mentioned to Bryce when we first met, because there's this people, I think they're like comedians or something, but they were traveling around the world. And I remember telling Bryce, like, bro, we could do this, because in our friend groups, everyone always knew we were the funniest people. I didn't always try to be the funniest, but Bryce was just, that's just this funny guy, you know, wisdom, wit, quick-witted lines, good comebacks. And they're like, Bryce and Kaz are a bad combo together. And so I told him, I was like, dude, we could do this. And fast forward to now, it may not be in stages in front of people yet. It may have to be virtual and not an in-person kind of thing right now, but the standard has been set because the seed was planted and we've continued to water it, and we've continued setting our standard of how we want our relationship to be with one another. So find those people in your life where, what is your standard with one another? What are you doing that is positively impacting one another, and how are you helping them grow, and how are you helping yourself grow? Right? Because if you don't have that standard in your life, you don't have those principles in your life that you've instilled and grounded upon and watered and continue to water, you're not going to be able to really live up to the standard that you want to have and that they are possibly wanting you to have in that kind of relationship, in that kind of environment, right? Because the standard, you have to set it, right? You can't go based upon what someone else's standard wants for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, man. I think that was the perfect way to end it. I had a few more things pop into my head, and you know, I just feel the Holy Spirit saying that was it, man. I absolutely agree. What are your standards?
Bryce,
who are you around? What are your principles?
Before we close out,
where do you want to be in life?
It's all these questions. I want to ask you this one question.
They're important to ask.
A word,
right? They are. Self-reflection
what does
is
this word mean
such
you?
A gift and so important to how we grow. So thank you all for,
I know you wanted to end it on that, but I think this word will fit right in with how you want to end it.
Yeah. No, right. I agree. Consistency is being who you are. Consistency is it's the same. It's being the same person. So coming up, doing the same thing, being able to be that person that somebody depends on. I also think of dependability when I think of consistency. I think of the people who are consistent in my life, and I can depend on every single one of those people, you being one of them, my wife, my other brothers in Christ, my family. They're consistent because they are consistently there for me. They are consistently strong believers. They are consistently loving and caring for others. And so that's why I said it's who you are. Because that's who they are. They are consistent. They are the same because of their principles. They are unchanging. They stick to their truths. Not to say they're perfect and not to say they haven't made mistakes, but they're dependable. They're the ones. They are my constants.
I want to thank you people for your love, for your support, for
my
your
helpers, my
you taking time out of your day to listen to us. And if there's something that you can pick up on that we put down, please do it and instill in your life and work on your principles and making sure that your standard is set by you. And give this a share. You know, you got someone in your circle or someone who could need it, give it a share. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Wake Up With Purpose. But we're going to get out of here, and we just want to thank you for all you've done for us and continuing to, you know, tap in with us and taking your time and, you know, giving us a listen. So with that being said, we're going to get out of here. Love you guys. Have a good rest of your week. Peace.